It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
So often we look to our favorite celebs to get ideas on what we'd like to do with our hair and makeup and fashion, and I love to talk about hair. But before you run out and get that celeb do, you're going to want to take a listen. David, is there any celebrity hairstyle that you really love?
That's a good question. I'm sitting here thinking, oh, she's going to put me on the spot. One is to have a little more hair so I could pick that style. And I'm going to name a celebrity and it dates me. I'm going to say Tom Cruise or somebody else. Who? So either way, it's a no-win question. But you know, what started the conversation is we talk about dramatic changes some of these celebrities have been through, some of the things they do and make these dramatic changes. And that's what brought the topic up is you know, you and I were speaking about some of the celebrities that have actually gone from long hair to short hair and made dramatic changes in their life. And some people can pull this off, some can't. How about you? I mean, have you gone through any dramatic changes?
I've had short hair. I've had long hair. I've had medium hair. My husband and my daughter like my hair long. I like it short, but I'm keeping it long for now. But you never know. You never know. I don't know if I could pull off a pixie cut, but we'll see.
God's piz picked my hairstyle. It's short and getting shorter. But we have a guest that is an expert on it that I've got so many questions for. So I want to introduce Nicole Massey, and she is 20 years of experience as a professional hair salon in a professional hair salon industry. But I think even more exciting, she's the education service specialist for Great Clips. We all know Great Clips from across the country. So I got to welcome Nicole, and we've got a ton of questions if you're ready, Nicole.
Hi, David. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
We're doing great. How about you?
Wonderful. Hair can be your greatest accessory.
Well, we want to talk about it because what we were talking about earlier is people making dramatic changes, especially some of the celebrities. But let me ask you, is I'm not a celebrity, but if I want to make a dramatic change, when is a good time in our life to do it? How do we know what's right for us or when we should be making these changes?
When you want to. When you feel like the time is right. I don't know if anyone can answer that for someone else. I personally think that, you know, when the seasons change, when you're changing your clothes, when you're going from heavy clothes to lighter clothes, that's a great time to change your hair.
Okay, so not just getting a normal haircut, but it'd be okay to make some of these changes. Talk about what is considered a dramatic change. I mean, for me, styling it slightly different or combing it different is dramatic. So,
you know what, David? You're exactly right. To some people, parting it on the opposite side can be a dramatic change. And then to some people, going from, you know, elbow-length hair to shoulder-length hair is the change they require, you know, for it to be dramatic. So that, again, is a personal preference.
Now, how do you know whether or not you can pull off a super short style? Like I said, I love that pixie cut, but I don't know. I've seen those things on the computer where you can put your face, a picture of you, and with the hairstyle that you want. How accurate? Because they always kind of look weird no matter what I put on.
They do. I have played around with them myself, and they do, and that's strange. And, you know, it could give you an idea of, you know, what you would look like in short hair or long hair. But you know what? I'll tell you, Lisa and David, I learned a great tip a long time ago. And when you take a look at your facial shape, look in the mirror, and really observe the shape and the silhouette of your face objectively. Don't judge yourself. Just look at your face objectively. If your face is more narrow and long than it is wide, you want a style that has width and fullness around your face to the sides. If your face is the opposite, so if it tends to look shorter and wider, then you want more height and length.
That's interesting, to help balance it out.
So you're essentially doing the opposite of what your facial shape is. So basically, if your face is wider, you want taller hair. You want height on top and length at the bottom. And if your face is wide, or if your face is long and narrow, then you want, you know, width and volume and fullness around the sides. And you could apply that for long hair or short hair.
Now, I've got a question for you. Okay, I sometimes decide in my life to go through a dramatic change and not just changing my part, but I walk in going, you know, I don't know what inspires it. I just all of a sudden want to make a big change. And I've gone to different salons and said, you know what, I just want to do something totally different. I want to shock my friends. I want to shock me. I'm not even sure why. I just want to do something totally different. What would you do? Mm-hmm. And often the stylist will say to me, oh, I can do whatever you want. What would you like to do? And so how do I relax a little? How do I then, because I get nervous, how do I then know how to relay to them what I'm trying to get done? Or how do you relay this? Because I don't know what I want. I just want to change.
You know, some stylists are shy about giving their opinions, and some stylists are not shy at all. So if you're looking for a change, my suggestion to customers out there is when you go to the salon, say to your stylist, listen, I want a change. I'm not sure what I want, but I'm open to your professional suggestions for what you think would look good on me.
Okay. And if they're not comfortable with that, it'd be okay to say, you know what? I mean, how do you bow out and leave?
No, the stylist, I'm sure. You know, a professional stylist is going to ask more questions to assess your hair type and what your styling routine is, what your lifestyle is, because a professional stylist is going to want to recommend something that's going to work for you, that you're going to be able to duplicate every day. So once they ask you questions such as, how much time do you like to spend on your hair in the morning? Do you use a blow dryer, or is it unrealistic for you to use a blow dryer? You know, what do you like about your hair? What don't you like about your hair? Then they can recommend something that is going to work for your lifestyle. Because what good is a great haircut if you're not going to duplicate it every day?
Oh, that's great advice. I never even thought of all those questions.
Yeah, right. Nicole, that's something that that's one of the reasons I don't have short hair right now, is because my hair has a natural wave and it gets frizzy. And I'm in a humid environment in the summer and it just puffs right up. So if I have it long, I can smooth it down. I can wear, you know, put it in a ponytail or put it in a bun. And half the time I'm swimming a lot, so I just put it up. But when it's short, I have to style it. And then it just, I look like a fuzzball anyway at the end of the day. So what good
right.
is that?
And that's, you know, and Lisa, that's a really great point, because, you know, your hair cooperates more with you in humid weather when it has length, because it has weight to it. It's heavier.
So your haircut your haircut could actually change based on the humidity or where you live, the time of year. And as you brought up so many things, how long I want to spend on my hair. And I mean, you just brought up a whole bunch of things that, I guess, a stylist, I always thought they're just cutting hair. They take a lot into consideration I never would have thought of.
Oh, absolutely. And your hair type as well, and, you know, the texture of your hair. And then also, too, depending on the style that you're looking for, a great stylist should also show you some versatility, you know, and some different ways of wearing it.
Wow. And if you're teaching this at your place, I've got to check it out, because you're nationwide over at Great Clips. So if you're teaching, it'd be great to try it out and see what other suggestions they've got.
Now, what about
Absolutely.
For curly hair, Nicole? What do you recommend
hair?
For curly? Yeah, any suggestions? Any new cute cuts on the horizon?
For curly hair, bobs are really, really popular. But when you think of bobs, don't think of, you know, the triangular or square-shaped bob. Think of bobs that are a little bit longer, that graze the shoulders, so it gives some room for the curls to shrink or expand, you know, and with very, very long layers. So it's not a one-length bob. It's a bob with long layers to give those curls some extra movement.
All right. Yeah. I like curly hairstyles like that.
And we're going to run out of time here soon. Go ahead. Go ahead, Lisa. I'm sorry. We're going to run out of time in a matter of seconds. So I want to first say thank you for being with us, Nicole. And you've actually told me there's a lot more that goes into a hairstyle than I realized. And it is time for a dramatic change for me. So I think I'm going to have to visit and answer some of these questions and be prepared. I would like to have you back on, because we didn't get to hit all the topics. I've got more questions. So I want to thank you for being with us. This is beauty expert David Pollack with health educator Lisa Davis. And you're listening to Beauty Inside Out. Stay healthy.